ge puti Styla, rimwe rimo mputi Jiningi ne juti re kutakura chimuti Ima streeti ahoy Vane gandaraka geza ahoy Vane omwe taka simba ahoy Vaka pikira kupisa ahoy Vane remera ma streeti ahoy Vane gandaraka geza ahoy Vane omwe taka simba ahoy Vaka pikira kupisa Right Yasi ya vari hambo, andipere kano naka ini handimbo Dini ndiri pakati pe kutora nzimbo Urimbo, ne kutendiri chitofu Inopinda pacho paritofu, nofara ndofanda kanda mtofu Asi mafufu, taramba kupera bafu Fili muri chapera ndashe, kuskamo Jeti tori famba unge rodi, musi ya nowe gungwa ne mugodi Shimboita steady, nyangwe pazi chanzi chanji gati tenga chupinda hot Ahoy, aywa oy Enda zinzwa enganda ti ehoy Kudzanai mutema muboy Moroi, pamsoroi Vane remera masiriti ahoy Vane gandaraka geza ahoy Vane homwe zaka simba ahoy Vaka trikira kupisa ahoy Mumasiriti ahoy Vane gandaraka geza ahoy Vane homwe zaka simba ahoy Vaka trikira kupisa ahoy
ZFM stereo is untouchable.
I won't waste your high, don't waste mine, mine. If you want my trust, then take your time, your time. Late in the evening, I want you. My heart goes
la di da da di da la di da da di da la di da da di da
my heart goes
la di da da di da la di da da di da la di da da di da
my heart goes
ooh, I'm deep in your love deep in your love ooh, I'm deep in your love deep in your love
rules are made for breaking come and play come and play patience is a virtue so they say late in the evening I want you I do what I got to feel you in me I already told you to hold me I already told you my heart goes
Hill featuring Topic. Track is called My Heart Goes. Don't forget the action number is 0731-168-045-614 on ZFM Stereo, my station, your station. And if you're celebrating a milestone today, the 13th of July, do hit us up so we can celebrate with you. What a zoo, what a zoo.
And as usual, we want to catch up with you. It's hump day. Let's finish the week strong. What are we hoping for? How to finish the week? And as usual, we're bringing you nice surprises. And you know, we haven't had a corporate wake up in a while. And we decided, why not? Why not? Let's brace it. I actually almost thought, awesome, let's break the rules and have a midweek sing-along. What do you think?
You know what? and he just woke up. So let's test his sleepy voice on this thing.
Pause. What you think?
Don't even shake.
I think we should.
Yeah. Don't even shake your head. No pressure.
So if you didn't know how to sing along, is we actually sing. So we're going to put. I wanted to do a hint so that they kind of guess who it is. So
what would you pick as a hint?
I think you've seen him in most banks. I was going to say most banks. And he has, the team he works with calls themselves the A-team now.
Right, exactly.
Right,
they
say they're the A-team, we don't know. But yeah, the A-team, and he's here in that capacity, as well as a friend of the Ignition Breakfast team. So guess who we're waking up with on 0731-168-045, and he gets to choose our sing-along.
You have 30 seconds, let's go.
Everybody knows
you're about to finish
a decade off scene.
Lighter, yeah. And we're just getting started.
ABHR is proud to present the following job opportunity. A top private school in Rwanda is looking for a top-notch head of boarding. The school is co-educational, has 1,800 students, and a boarding capacity of 108. Interested candidates, please send your detailed CV with salary expectation to humanresources@abcommunications.co.zw. Subject in your email must be head of boarding.
Surely they got it.
Well, Kremlins, I haven't gotten an answer. Maybe my hint wasn't so good because I usually get them right, don't I?
So let's let the man introduce himself.
I'm Dr. Awesome.
That's a good one.
I wasn't expecting that.
Your job is at risk. Dr. Lance Mambundiani in studio today, waking up with him. And you know what? We are just going to put him on the spot.
Right.
Right?
Thank you guys for having me.
Such a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Well, it's too early. That's what I was telling you. Early for me. My brains are still asleep.
You're kicking just now to the sing-along, I promise you.
Yeah, so he's going to pick the sing-along. Do you have an idea? What is top of your head? Something really groovy, morning.
Jackson 5, I'll be there.
Wow.
You know what? Okay.
That's a good one. Jackson 5, I'll be there. Get your lyrics out. We're going to be back after the weather to do our sing-along with Dr. Lance Mamudian.
The weather.
He just made me just start the weather with no sign whatsoever. But
no, that was on me. My bad. I clicked the wrong thing there.
Gremlins in the system, and also awesome. It's just a bit rusty from being away. It looks like it's going to be clear skies in Harare and in most parts of Zimbabwe today. We have the refill of 10 degrees at the moment. We're going to go up to 19 degrees and 9 later on in the day. Bulawayo is at 21 and 9. Chinoy, partly cloudy today, 22 and 11. Mutare, 19 and 11. Kwekwe, 22 and 10. Kadoma, 22 and 11. Gweru, 22 and 11 as well. Marondera, 18 and 7, quite nippy. Pindura, 22 and 10. Batbridge, 26 and 12. Mashingo, 26 and 12. Mutoko, 20 and 10. Kariba, 24 and 17. Wange, 23 and 11. Vic Falls, 24 and 11. International destinations, Johannesburg, 18 and 8. Cape Town, 16 and 11. Lusaka, 21 and 12. Dubai, 37 and 33. And London at 28 and 18 degrees. You know what to do. It's a Wednesday morning. Sitivuka ugeza ubangere. Wake up. But and show up. Let's go out there, social distance, wash hands, and you know what? Sanitize. Let's all stay alive.
Coming up in your sport this hour, Zimbabwe beat plucky Jersey to seal semi-final spot, and we're one day away from the start of the 150th Open Championship at St. Andrews, the home of golf. Sport and detail in the hour.
Now, Alexa can't help the hip-hop world calm down. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
This guy claims to be the king of New York.
But she can play the People Station whenever you ask.
Gangsters and rainbow hair just don't mix.
ZFM Stereo 2020 News Headlines.
African Development Bank assures its support for Zimbabwe's economic recovery process. Traditionalists say love potion, commonly known as mufuira, wrecking marriages, and man dies after downing bottle of alcohol in drinking competition.
The Ignition, putting a smile on your face and igniting your morning with fire.
If I come, take it, you're my way.
greatness. I can't take it though. I can't take it. You're my greatness. I can't take it.
Yeah. You got everything that I need. Baby, it's your face that I see when I sleep. Baby, it's my soul that you feed when you speak. Una tapisa recordado 500 degrees. You wear when they need changes. Tunanga na nejese. Nobody can question what I got with my baby. Don't feel as safe in this relationship. You are my reflection. You in my blood like an infection. Doji maka when we got tension. Doji maka, but I never doubt your intentions.
So I'm talking to the mirror. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Yep, talking to the mirror.
I don't know the song we'll be singing just now. This is PD the Ghost, by the way, featuring Mandisa and TRK. Track is called Mirror Mirror. Big up local music, man. Big up the whole craft. The song we're singing just now that was picked by Dr. Lance Mamundiani, Jackson 5, I'll Be There. The lyrics, guys, I'm gonna try.
Well,
but you have to be the lead singer on this one.
Well,
you
know the chorus. That's all we have to sing, right?
That's the core business.
I think that's where we'll get our... So Raiders, out of 10, we might be recording our first... album track, I don't know.
Office tribute album.
I think it's gonna be office. Okay.
All right, let's go for it.
Right, let's do it.
That's Jackson 5, I'll Be There.
I didn't know the same song, but let's do it.
Where's my girl?
We must bring salvation back. Where there is love,
I'll be there. That's
good.
Where we are.
Take you forever.
Well, I'm here, guys. I'm here.
I am faith in all you do.
Come on, Mark.
I'll be there.
There we go.
Now we're in tune.
All together now.
No better to comfort you. I'll build my world of dreams around you. So glad that I found you.
Oh my goodness.
I'll be there with love that's strong. Your strength. I'll keep holding on and on.
We are not doing this song well.
You guys embarrass me, man.
You're the one who thinks it. You should have coached your team better. Yeah. But speaking of coaching teams, wow. Please don't let us know what you think about how we sang that song. I think we all took the hint.
I actually remember it in such a faster pace this morning.
But speaking of coaching teams, you've been coaching a lot of teams over the past few years, starting from strength to strength to strength, just leading huge, huge, huge companies.
No, thank
Let's
you
talk
very
about
much.
The background from where you were to where you are right now.
Well, I was in the UK for quite a number of years. Decided to come back, of course, to contribute to my country. And at the time, it was just trying to identify something that I was extremely passionate about. In banking, I was always passionate about banking. So I came with just the force and the you know, the desire to make a difference. And I'm glad that I've contributed just a little bit in the few teams that I've had the opportunity to, or the privilege rather to head.
Right, the passion of taking a 360 turn. I mean, from doing an LB at GZ, my favorite place.
That's always a question.
I missed
right?
it too. and then getting into a sector that probably you didn't know it was going to bring returns. What brought that about, and how do you feel about making that decision?
You know what? I am a trained lawyer, of course, but I was so bored, and I didn't want to make money whilst I was old and grey. I always say this, right? That was we always say that law is a dignified profession.
Yes.
It's one of those professions.
Wear tie.
You know, we had this mantra when we were at law school that, you know, ours is not a money-making concern. Mm. It's a pursuit of justice and honor.
Right. It's about the colleagues.
Absolutely. I absolutely love law, but I just wanted something that was a little bit more fast-paced, okay, and something that reached a lot more people than law does. And I have great respect for law. I actually see myself old and gray at some point, going back to practice law. But I just wanted something that was a little bit more fast-paced and something that will contribute to people more. And I also say for banking that for me, and my understanding of banking is that banking is a business upon which each and every business is based.
Right.
So if you're thinking of starting a business, what do you think of first? Do you think of a bank?
Think of the bank.
In fact, we say the bank is the repository of literally all ideas, business plans and everything, because when you do something, you put up a business plan and you give it to me. Yeah. You don't know what I do with it, right? I can give you money, sometimes I don't. But we get to hear so many ideas and so many concepts, so many startups, so many people want to do something that is different. And for me, that is something that I wanted to be a part of.
Right. I think versatility. You brought a different side of banking. You were thinking in the unconventional way, if I can say so, where it was more of you. I saw you more than the bank, if you get what I mean. You became synonymous
the with face the of
image.
Banking.
Yes, face of banking. What drove that? What's your strategy in terms of how you want to appear in the banking sector?
Well, for me, I think it's simple. It is just really to do something that is a little bit different. I think I was privileged that I was an outsider.
Right.
I wasn't your conventional banker, if you were to put it that way. So, and I understand now, I think looking back, that you don't bring back somebody who built something to break it.
Right.
You bring an outsider, somebody who is looking in with a fresh perspective. And try to do things that are unconventional. Yeah. My idea is not to be above the brands that I represent. It is really to, you know, just pour myself into something that I absolutely love. And if we make a difference in it, then great. Whatever assignment that you're given or I'm given, I believe in pouring my passion, my heart and soul into it.
Right.
Making sure that I'm making a difference. And that's what I set out to do. And that is what I always want to do in whatever assignment that I do.
Okay, just a quick one here before we have to get into everything else. Looking at it as from three different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
As a leader, and looking at it as your actual teams that you've been leading, and looking at it as a consumer, what do you think of the frustrations you have in the industry? Because, I mean, these come in from different parts, so that it's a working machine. All these different cogs have to be, you know, fully operational.
It is,
what is the thing that you find frustrating?
It is tradition. You know, we've grown up with an idea of banking, and that idea is probably old, it's archaic, it's not something that is relevant to the new customer and into the new environment. And I think that has always been my perception of banking, that we've taken in all this concept from 1800, or the 1900s, where we believe that banking, you need to queue, you need to wear your suit to come in, and you need, as we always say, that my paper is right, you need all sorts of documents for you to open an account. But the world has moved on. You know, you can open a Google account without knowing where Google is. Right. And I always say that. So what is different with a bank account? Mm. In fact, my Netflix account is probably more secure than Google. But you ask me for thousands of documents. Why can't we do the same thing? Introduce the same changes for banking, make it easier for people, and just really make sure that it is user friendly at the top, and that it's not something that. Sorry, that's my wake up alarm.
Actual alarm. What is it? This is the time.
That's your time to wake up.
Okay, this is my wake up alarm.
All right.
Yeah. So for me, I think that has been the frustration for the customer, and also for us as practitioners within the banking sector, that we need to make something simpler for people.
Dr. Lance Mamodiani with us in studio. If you've got questions, anything you want to know, on 0731-168-045. But now we're going to get into a little thing we call trending. So what we do is we go to our Twitter, we check what's doing the rounds, so you can open your Twitter. I hope you have a Twitter account. Just check.
Okay.
And you can go to your trending, which is on the search button, and then tell us what's going on your device. Pause, what's going on your end?
Did you take me in 98 others?
For me, I've gone with Schweppes. Nube says the illegal conduct is the reason why the government has revoked Schweppes Zimbabwe's import duty rebate license on oranges. Ministry of Finance revoked suspension of duty on imported oranges that Bytebridge Juicing Private Limited enjoyed. Bytebridge Juicing's parent company Schweppes has been charging its Mazoe orange crush product exclusively in US dollars despite enjoying specific government incentives. And this seems to be doing the rounds after that picture went viral yesterday on social media.
Someone needed to answer. I'm sure that's going to help us go a long way. I hope it has then been removed in the supermarkets because we don't have US dollars. Just saying. Twitter billionaire on my side, Elon Musk, has been taken to court. Now I'm calling him a Twitter billionaire because that's what he did. Almost pretended to buy Twitter. Elon Musk is taking over to court. $44 billion lawsuit to try and force him to buy the social media firm, setting up a legal battle with the world's richest man. It comes after Mr. Musk announced that he was walking away from the proposed $44 billion deal of Twitter on Friday. So he claimed that he had not given information about the number of fake and spam accounts on the platform. So his argument is, you lied to me about your statistics.
I'm pretty sure he'd have done the due diligence a long time ago. This is just smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, it's like, no, I've decided that one glasses, I can see all on my own, and I'm walking away. Dr. Lance, what's going on your side?
Oh, Malume is trendy.
Malume! Malume is doing the rounds.
What else do I have? Mark, do you want to go? Do you want to go next?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm all right.
Awesome is like, you all can train. I ain't trending.
Have fun with it.
I think Malume is a good one. I like the video with the swimming one. Was a blast. Yeah. ZFM Stereo Ignition Breakfast on a Wednesday morning. Hit us up with your questions, whether it's banking, whether it's life. We have a lot of wisdom in studio on 0731-168-045.
Let me introduce a decade off Z.
Your hit music station. Radio for life.
Tell us what you think.
Here at ZFM Stereo, we do our best to meet the highest standards of broadcasting, and we are proud to be my station, your station. If there is something you think we need to improve, or our standards are not being met somewhere on the station, you can send feedback or make a complaint to the email address feedback@zfmstereo.co.zw. Let us know the time and show in question, and we will investigate it as soon as possible. After all,
we are
your station.
ZFM Stereo is untouchable.
The Ignition. Putting a smile on your face and igniting your morning with fire.
Hot off the press preview. Your daily publications on air.
Thanks, Captain. Let's have a look at your papers this morning. This particular paper, government threatens retailers. Government's free education pledge a joke, says teachers. Flour prices go up. Let's quickly go to that story. The price of bread is likely to go up after flour prices rose by 10% yesterday. This comes after the Grain Marketing Board increased its wheat prices to millers by 8% from $239,360 to $258,416 per ton. Other stories, challenge dog government's housing project. Civil servants abandon salary talks. Civil servants have resolved to abandon all salary negotiations with government, declaring a full-blown strike starting next Monday after their employer refused to pay them in United States dollars. Right, let's see what else we can find. Let's quickly go to another daily. Exclusive USD pricing illegal, errant businesses to lose licenses. Pricing of goods exclusively in US dollars remains completely illegal, and businesses not accepting local currency payments for every product should stop the illegal practice forthwith or risk having their operating licenses withdrawn, the government has said. Some businesses are pegging prices for some of their products exclusively in US dollars, prejudicing ordinary Zimbabweans. Notices demanding only US dollars have started appearing on shelves in some major supermarkets and shops across the country, a flagrant disregard of the multi-currency regime law. Sky's the limit for hard-working Zimbabweans, says President. AFDB to lead Zim debt clearance roadmap. First Lady appointed wildlife ambassador. Cabinet approves mines amendment bill. ZEC to embark on 10-day voters' roll inspection. Ministers on mandatory rape sentences. Businesses quote prices exclusively in US dollars. So we've talked about that already. Pomona deal must go ahead, says residents. High Court removes CSC rescue manager. That's concerning the Cold Storage Commission. And that's really about it in your papers this morning. That is your hot off the press on this Wednesday morning.
Now, Alexa can't help the hip-hop world calm down. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
This guy claims to be the king of New York.
But she can play the People Station whenever you ask.
Gangsters and rainbow hair just don't mix.
See.
Thank you so much, Paz. It's 6:36 on a beautiful Wednesday morning hump day. We've got the award-winning Dr. Lance Mamundiani in the building. And, of course, just right? Pretty cool.
And I'll put it on my all my bios, even if I got one award. Like, award-winning radio presenter. Like,
If I could be a nominee, I'd be happy. Who's the award-winning? Now, of course, sports and details coming up in a hot quick second. I wanted to find out, what do you actually do to unwind? Are you a sports guy? Are you a hobby guy? Maybe you collect stamps?
So I run every morning, actually. Okay. The breakfast show with Mark Pozzo in my ear. I do jog quite a lot. About 5Ks every morning, about 10Ks on a good day, and so on and so.
Wow.
I play the saxophone. Well, I pretend to play the saxophone, actually.
Need. Why didn't you bring it?
Because I don't want to be found out.
Really? The saxophone? That's a very specific instrument.
Well, I took the saxophone many, many years ago, actually, when I was in the UK. I was just looking for an instrument I loved.
Right.
And I think it was during the Kenny G kind of moment. And I thought it looked nice.
Curly hair, let me guess.
I used to have dreadlocks, actually.
You used to have dreadlocks?
When I was in uni in Manchester, I used to have little dreadlocks.
Okay, we've got to find that picture. We've got to do the photo.
You're not going
to
find it.
You burnt all the copies.
Right. So everything looks honky-dory on the outside, because I think a lot of people would say, oh, successful, everything. But I know there are challenges. Obviously, firstly, because you didn't come from banking, you'd have people be like, what's he doing here? I mean, I know this. If you're doing a job that you didn't exactly study for, everyone is like, how is he going to do it? Is he the right person?
Yeah.
And what challenges have you faced? And what's your advice to people who then take over capacity in terms of skills versus actual qualification?
And I think it's always self-doubt, right? You know, when you're starting on an assignment that is bigger than you, you always doubt yourself. And I can tell you that there were many moments that I woke up with, I didn't sleep at all because I was thinking, okay, oh my goodness, I'm going to be found out for the fraud I am. But I actually realized that for any job, skill can be taught.
Right.
And sometimes we think skill is that important. It's not. not. Passion is more important than skill. Because you can learn skill. You can Google school skill. I mean, you can fake it until you can YouTube how to be a banker. But ultimately, I think it's your passion that takes you far. So for anybody who is self-doubting, anybody who is there and I think who is hamstrung by their background, by what they have done, what they have studied, you know, I'm probably just a little example to tell you that you can do it.
But
no matter what you said,
I always wanted to ask this. Okay, so this is Tabs in Balawe. She wants to find out, please ask Dr. Lance if he prefers to be called Sir Boss or by his first name in the office. Just so this comes from a previous conversation. Don't worry, you're part of the drama.
Got you, Blas.
No, I think I don't care what people call me,
care?
Really. I absolutely do not care. I don't want to be called Boss. I don't want to be called, if you call me Lance or Dr. Lance, if you're comfortable with it. I think everybody calls me Dr. Lance. I actually don't know why. You know, others are called Dr. Mambo and Diani. I'm not saying I want to be called
first,
that.
First name
but
doctor.
It feels like everybody calls me Dr. Lance.
Okay, I'm interested in finding out this. One question from me, one last one, and also we'll. Okay. Are leaders born or made?
I think leaders are definitely made. I believe that I am an example. I grew up in Sakuva, in a little two bedroom house with my grandmother. I was not your typical leader. I don't think or believe that I was a typical leader. I was not the brightest in school. I'm telling you this. I was just a hard worker. Worked extremely hard to be where I am. I learnt a lot to be where I am. I actually always say that I probably was the accidental CEO. You know, so I don't believe that I was born into leadership. I believe that I was made into leadership by the mentors that molded me and for the people who supported me through my journey.
Right, we're going to get into 2020 headlines and we'll be back with more questions on 0731168045. Dr. Lance, and let me call him for the first time, Dr. Mambo Dia.
That sounds weird. Cross my heart,
hope to die. The hits. Live.
You know.
Here.
Yeah.
This is where hit music lives.
ZFM Stereo 2020 News Headlines.
African Development Bank assures its support for Zimbabwe's economic recovery process. Traditionalists say love potion, commonly known as mufuwira, wrecking marriages, and man dies after downing bottle of alcohol in drinking competition.
Z.
A brand of choice you've grown to love. Affordable, dependable, and priced just right. Pro Brands feeds your everyday needs. Make every day an occasion with Pro Brands.
Pro Brands, make your everyday Pro Brands. Get up and go with Pro Brands.
Affordable, dependable, and priced just right.
Pro Brands, make your every meal Pro Brands. Everybody go Pro Brands.
Yeah, Pro Brands.
Thanks, Captain. All your sport with Pro Brands, the brand of choice. Winter season is here. Start your day the healthy and warm way with Pro Brands oats. Imagine a hot bowl of delicious, healthy and filling oats served to you and your family in this cold weather. Available in 500 gram and 1 kg. Get yours today. Right, Erik ten Hag enjoyed a winning start as Manchester United manager as three first-half goals set up his side for an impressive 4-0 success over rivals Liverpool in Bangkok. Jadon Sancho opened the scoring before Fred and Anthony Martial increased United's lead against the Liverpool side that made 21 changes across the 90 minutes, including half-hour cameos for new signings Darwin Nunez and Fabio Cavallo. To cricket, Zimbabwe have made it 2 victories in as many games to book their place in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Qualifier B semi-finals in Bulawayo. It, however, had to take a determined and disciplined performance from their bowlers, in particular Ryan Burl, who took 3 wickets to complete a 23-run victory over Jersey at Queen's Sports Club yesterday, Zimbabwe winning by 23 runs. In their final Group A match tomorrow, Zimbabwe will face the United States, who trounced Singapore at BAC on Tuesday by 132 runs. Both Zimbabwe and the USA have 4 points and are through to the semi-finals, but they will be fighting to finish top of the group. Elsewhere in Group A, USA overcame Singapore, while Netherlands and Papua New Guinea enjoyed wins in Group B to leave the Dutch in pole position for one of the two remaining semi-final berths. England were bowled out for just 110 as they slumped to a miserable 10-wicket defeat against India in the first one-day international at the Oval. Jason Roy, Joe Root and Ben Stokes were all out for ducks inside the first three overs after the hosts were put into bat. England 110 all out, Jasprit Bumrah just superb, 6 for 19. India 114 without loss, Rohit Sharma 76 not out, Shikhar Dhawan 31 not out. To rugby, South Africa lock Eben Etzebeth will win his 100th cap against Wales in Cape Town in the series decider as the Boks have made 10 more personnel changes. Head coach Jacques Nienaber made 14 starting changes for the second test in Bloem, which Wales won. Etzebeth halfback Andre Pollard and Jaden Hendricks, prop Trevor Nyakani and flanker Peter Steff de Toy are the only starting survivors. Hooker Bongi Mbabane will win his 50th cap. Prop Nyakani switches from tight head to loose head in a further positional alteration, while Hendricks is referred to Faf de Klerk at scrum half. And Wales will be sweating on the fitness of Dan Biggar ahead of the winner-take-all match. Biggar sustained a shoulder injury in the historic 13-12 win against the Boks, where his replacement Gareth Anscombe made crucial big plays in the last quarter of Wales's first triumph in South Africa. In Formula One news, Formula One race director Michael Massey has formally left motorsport's governing body, the FIA. The move comes 4 months after an FIA inquiry found human error was responsible for the incorrect application of the rules in the 2021 title-deciding Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. And in golf, US Open champion Mats Fitzpatrick will play with three-time Open winner Tiger Woods in the first two rounds of the 150th Open, starting at St. Andrews tomorrow morning. Fitzpatrick won his first major at Brookline in June, while Woods missed the event to ensure he would be fit to play at the old course. They'll begin at 15:59 our time in round one, with 2017 champion Jordan Spieth and Spain's Jon Rahm in the next group. Defending champion Colin Morikawa, 2014 winner Rory McIlroy, and last week's Scottish Open winner Xander Schauffele start at 10:58, followed 11 minutes later by 2019 winner Shane Lowry, US PGA champion Justin Thomas, and Norway's Victor Hovland. That's your sports headlines, 20 past 7.
A brand of choice you've grown to love. Affordable, dependable, and priced just right. Pro Brands feeds your everyday needs. Make every day an occasion with Pro Brands.
Pro Brands, make your everyday Pro Brands. Get up and go with Pro Brands.
Affordable, dependable, and priced just right.
Pro Brands, make your every meal Pro Brands. Everybody go Pro Brands.
Yeah, Pro Brands.
Thank you, boss. Keep it locked on to ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, 647. If you're celebrating a milestone today, the 13th of July, do let us know on 0731-168-045 because we want to celebrate with you.
And include anything else, which doesn't have to be birthdays, anniversaries, anything yes. you've done that you think we need to be remembered and celebrated
right.
today.
Did and you quit smoking?
Yes. And if you managed to get Dr. Lance Mamadiani into the studio.
Just, you know, commemorate these days.
Oh, something to celebrate. Right, Dr. Lance, we as Ignition Breakfast have three questions that we, normally five. They're going to be five, I think, today because Awesome has his own.
Oh, do I?
Which side of the camp you're on. Yes.
The serious hard-hitting questions.
Yes, professional okay. questions.
Right. Okay.
Question number one. Wow. Avocado, sugar or salt?
Sugar.
Oh, yes! Yes!
No way.
I am telling you. I mean, who eats avocado? Yeah, who eats avocado with salt?
Oh, that's the man next to you.
You should have seen Shepard celebrating.
That makes no sense.
Right, so there's only one salt person, one say. Oh, then the others are sugar people. Two, top three songs on your playlist currently.
Tichenege.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Should I beat you to another one? Furuwa.
No, nice.
Job Razor.
You can tell where this is going.
Yeah. Three songs on Job Razor.
What's the other one on my
Well,
my
we
playlist.
Know who's playing at your end of your party. Continue.
Continue. The third one is... What is it? Okay, sorry. You know what? I actually like... What is it called? Daliwe. Daliwe.
Ah.
Yeah,
that
song. I was playing
Master KG one?
Yeah, I was playing it last night, actually.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you. Mm-hmm. Now, I haven't asked a corporate one this one before.
Yeah.
The most embarrassing experience you've had in the corporate world...
In the corporate world, I would say that one of the most embarrassing was before the corporate world, if you allow me to do so.
Sure.
So I couldn't speak very well.
Right.
Believe it or not. And I was in church, and at my first speaking occasion, I asked to stand up. I stood up, and I didn't know what to say. So I almost I went with a sweet in my mouth because I was afraid of having a dry mouth.
Right.
So it actually felt like I was chewing a sweet all the time, and I was trying to talk, and everybody was trying to sing now at me, that spit the sweet out and stuff like that. So embarrassing.
As long as you didn't swallow it.
And I was in front of, I think I was a 2,000 strong New Life Covenant Church congregation. I was so embarrassed.
Wow.
I almost just wanted to.
I'll comfort you on that one. Yesterday we discovered the top fear in the world is actually public speaking.
I'm scared of it. So I'm listening to your story and I'm scared.
So you're not alone in that, right? All right. Fourth, then you're gonna take the last one. Pause, you got a question? Definitely a sports one because we need you on this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Famous or best football team. Are you a football fan?
Manchester United.
Yeah!
Oh, come on.
I mean, Paul.
This is going from bad to worse.
How can
Sugar
you even
Manchester
ask?
United? Hang on, this could end our relationship.
Okay.
Favorite local football team?
Famous what?
Local football team.
Bosso.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
you know
fair
what?
Enough.
This is the ninth common thing we have.
I would
both
say no.
We both love Man U. We both put Sugar. Bosso Ngani. Final one, obviously Formula One. Red Bull or Mercedes? Please answer this one very carefully.
Of course, Mercedes. I mean, and I was so upset when I was hearing one of your news items there that human error cost my favorite, Lewis Hamilton,
it's
the title.
Okay.
I mean,
Max Verstappen is the champion.
No.
Who do you think the greatest sportsman of all time is?
I would say Serena Williams.
Greatest sports person of all time?
Of all times.
Wow.
I would say Serena Williams.
Nice.
I think for me, because she's more relevant in my era.
Right.
I think she's got she's proven so much. Actually, I believe that she can compete with some men, including those who were in Wimbledon final, maybe. but I think that she's done so well, has so much resilience, and has a great story behind her.
Speaking of that, have you watched King Richard?
I have.
Good movie.
All right, what are you watching right now?
Incredible movie.
Before we cancel you again.
What am I watching right now? So I am watching Viking. Absolutely love it.
Do you like that?
I love it. Ragnar.
Okay,
sorry.
I have thoughts. We'll discuss that off air.
Alright, so this one is more of a work question, corporate question.
Yeah.
Where do you think funding should go in Zim in terms of progress? I believe a lot of young people are very smart. They have so many ideas, but there's very little funding and also just access to information on how to grow businesses financially, the financial support. Where are we heading as a country?
You know what? We're not any different from any other country. And I always say this when I'm advising young people, entrepreneurs who are coming to us for funding, is that banks don't necessarily fund to start.
They fund
to grow.
Right.
And there's that fundamental difference that people don't understand. Why? Because a bank is a regulated entity. We don't fund greenfields. Why? Because there is an increase, or there is increased risk. And remember, I'm loaning out other people's money. I'm not loaning my money.
Right.
So you don't want to fund something that is 90% chance of failing, because you woke up this morning and you have
just
a passion about
a
business and you think that it's going to succeed. So, but if you've grown and you have a track record and it's something that you've been doing over time, you've proven that it is successful, you've built up a little bit of, again, a track record in your account, you can approach a bank for you to grow.
Right.
So that is absolutely important.
Do you know somebody who's actually looking for a loan? That I found it's a bit frustrating for a couple of people, because for me to get to a point where I'm coming to that position, I need to have started somewhere. Now, that startup capital is very, very difficult to get.
Absolutely. It is difficult to get. And I think that this
chicken
this
and egg.
It's a chicken and egg situation. But however, in more mature and developed economies, you then have venture capitalists. You have people who take risk on startups. And that's why, people who start up businesses start with your brother's money or your mother's money, right, or you kind of find funding that helps you to start. And I always say this, actually, you know, for you to start a business, you don't need money. You need an idea. And yeah, I think once you have a good, strong idea, you nurture it organically and make sure that it grows. And then you approach a bank for you to grow, to right, go to the next level.
Right.
That's kind of the natural progression of how businesses start.
Dr. Lance, it's been such a pleasure, but never I want to put you on the spot. Too much wisdom, too little time. I think we need to actually do a whole lunch and whole afternoon. But five words that of encouragement to someone listening to you right now, someone who doesn't know which direction to go, someone who thinks they have, you know, a certain capacity, and you have proven that it's not about qualification, it's not about field, it's not about, it's about something deeper. Advice to anyone listening to you right now?
No, for me, I think that the greatest quality in any human being really is hard work, right, and perseverance. Whatever you set your mind to do, and I'm saying this not as a cliche, but because I absolutely believe it, so right, that sometimes when you focus our mind on something that we would like to achieve, you'll be surprised that you can actually be the difference that you're looking for. Mm. And it doesn't matter where you come from, it doesn't matter your background, it actually doesn't matter what you do. And I absolutely believe in humanity. I also believe that you know, somebody doesn't need to fail for you to succeed. Mm. You know, we can all succeed together.
Right.
And our greatest calling as human beings is to uplift each other. And I think when once we do so, and as leaders, one of the things that we have to do is to make sure that we're inspiring the next generation, you know, raising a hand and making sure that we are doing the best that we can. I always conclude whatever I speak by a mantra I believe in, that do good by you.
Yes.
When done, do good by others. Whatever we do, we live in humanity, and we live to uplift each other. We live to inspire each other.
Wise words. It can never be enough. Thank you so much for coming through. And we're definitely going to have you pop in sooner than you think. And yes, we're turning 10 this year. Do you want to say happy birthday to Z?
Happy birthday to Z.
You got that recorded. Nice. All right. You got the recording for that one. Absolute pleasure to have you in the building. Today's been a lot of fun. I really, really enjoyed this
one. Too much.